victory for Baltimore City in federal court. We spoke with Baltimore City Health Commissioner Dr. Lena Nguyen about the ruling from the federal court that stemmed from an action by HHS last July.
We received notice from the Department of Health and Human Services that our five-year grant for teen pregnancy prevention would be cut to 3 years, which is a loss of $3.5 million. It would have left 20,000 students with a critical gap in health education. And there was no reason provided then or since then for the cut, which is crazy because the funds are appropriated. They are available, and yet they're being taken away from us. So yesterday's ruling means that students in our city will continue to receive evidence-based, science-based teen pregnancy prevention education. This ruling is a victory for the youth of Baltimore City and for the use of science and evidence, which I want to point to how effective this has been. Baltimore City has made tremendous gains in reducing teen birth rates. It fell 61% from 2000 to 2016. And this ruling means that we don't have to roll back the gains that we've made.
And so I understand last Thursday, the city actually went into federal court to see this money, this grant, restored to Baltimore City.
That's right. Our solicitors, under Solicitor Davis's direction, represented us at the U.S. District Court for the District of Maryland. And yesterday, Judge Blake from that court ruled in Baltimore City's favor in our suit against the Department of Health and Human Services.
All right. So this is now restored.
Well, let me clarify and say that the funding of $3.5 million for our 20,000 students, this funding is not guaranteed. As I understand it, the ruling yesterday means that Health and Human Services violated the law in their decision to cut our grant. And Health and Human Services will now have to remake their decision in a way that's consistent with federal law. So it's not guaranteed, but again, we are hopeful that the ruling is the first step in ensuring that, you know, for me as the health commissioner, I don't see a number. I see the faces of our 20,000 kids, some of our most vulnerable teens who will be deprived of comprehensive, science-based, evidence-based education. And so this is really about their futures and about the future of our city.
On two other issues, Dr. Nguyen, I want to talk to you about the Falls Reductions public campaign and strategy that was recently launched by your agency.
Yes, we launched a couple weeks ago a three-pronged strategy to reduce falls in Baltimore City. We know that every year there are nearly 5,000 seniors who visit the emergency department because of falls. Seniors who fall not only have consequences to their physical health, but it also may result in social isolation and to mental health and other types of trauma as well. So we launched a three-pronged strategy. The first is to identify through data about where it is that falls are happening. We are working with our hospitals to figure out where these falls are happening so that the second part of the strategy is to do interventions in those areas. Sometimes something as simple as cleaning up clutter or installing railings or getting glasses to our older adults can help them and prevent falls. Then the third is that we'll be launching a public education campaign, and the public education campaign is going to be instructing all of our residents in Baltimore about fall safety.
Baltimore City Health Commissioner Dr. Lena Nguyen with us. And lastly, Dr. Nguyen, on the ongoing opioid addiction crisis, sadly, last week we learned that Prince died from a massive opioid overdose that he thought he was taking Vicodin. Turns out it was basically street drugs that the prosecutor said Prince was unaware that his pills were laced with the highly dangerous drug fentanyl, said to be 100 times deadlier than heroin.
I will tell you that here in Baltimore City, we are faced with an epidemic of opioid overdose. In 2016, nearly 700 people died from overdose. The numbers are even higher in 2017. It's more than two people a day who are dying. This is why we need for everyone to learn how to use naloxone or Narcan, which is an antidote to opioids. You can visit our website at www.don'tdie.org for more information. Also, please help us to spread the message that addiction is a disease, that treatment exists and recovery is possible. anyone should call our 24/7 phone line if they have any questions or want referrals for appointments or anything for themselves or for a loved one. Our phone number is 410-433-5175, 410-433-5175. We hope that you'll spread the message that this is a preventable, these are all preventable deaths. This is, that addiction does not discriminate. And that all of us have to play a role in saving the lives of our loved ones.
I thought about you when the news broke last week about Prince and what led to it. You have a standing order or a standing prescription for naloxone or Narcan. Just days before his death, Prince had an overdose on an airplane and they had to give him 2 doses of Narcan to revive him.
This is why we all have to learn how to use naloxone. I issue the standing order to every resident in our city, and everyday residents saved nearly 1,800 lives in the last 2.5 years. So learn to use naloxone and help us to spread the message that addiction is a disease and that we can all play a role in saving the lives of our loved ones.
Dr. Nguyen, thanks for squeezing us into your schedule today. We know it's been a busy day.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.